Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair.
Hablaré en nombre de Amigos de la Tierra.
I am speaking on behalf of Friends of the Earth International and DCTN as a member of the Global Campaign in addressing impunity of transnational corporations and in fully implementing Resolution 269, which seeks to regulate
businesses and other business enterprises in international human rights law as necessary.
There is a need for Article 2 to reflect that objective, and so we support the proposal by various states to amend 2.1a and the Egyptian proposal to incorporate a new 2.1a bis on the objective of regulating the activities of transnationals. In Article 2.1b, we reject, like Palestine, the proposal of the European Union and Brazil, which are persisting in seeking to devalue business obligations to respect human rights. In the same paragraph, it is important to unify the terms and refer always to transnational corporations. The establishment of direct obligations, such as we see under paragraph 11 of the preamble, has the objective of obliging businesses to establish preventive measures and also establish obligations and direct concrete responsibilities regarding human rights, accompanied by the necessary mechanisms for implementation. We support the Egyptian proposal to eliminate mitigate and the proposal from Egypt and Palestine to add violations. We also propose adding the establishment of obligations on transnational businesses. 2.1c would read as follows.
To prevent and avoid instead of mitigate the occurrence of human rights violations instead of abuse in the context of business activities by establishing concrete obligations to respect human rights of TNCs in addition to states' obligations and by creating effective and binding mechanisms of monitoring and enforceability. Pardon. También apoyamos.
We also support the Egyptian proposal for 2.1d and reject that of China. To seek better results, the expression strengthen present in 2.1d should be supported by stronger semantics, stronger words such as guarantee, in order more convincingly to uphold human rights. In the same paragraph, it is important to unify the terminology and refer always to TNCs and their activities. We support the Cuban and Iranian proposal for 2.1e, and we also agree with the proposals of Palestine and Iran on the same subparagraph.